I think it's here. There are sort of two clear losers politically, and one is President Trump himself. There aren't good answers to those questions. Two sources close to the White House confirmed to me that all of President Trump's advisors, the closest people to him, had turned against this war. They had all were pushing him to just end it at any cost because it's been so disastrous politically. And then I had a diplomat in the region talk about another person I think who's a loser in this politically, and that's Bibi Netanyahu. This person from the region said, I think most people have turned against the war for domestic political reasons. They're referring to countries, in the Gulf. And the majority are frustrated with Bibi Netanyahu. So it's an extraordinary outcome. We were just talking about it before we started, how just imagining that this war would end this way based on what the president promised on February 27th, I think there's no question Iran is coming out stronger.